test.
Testing, testing. Really? Test, test.
Praise the Lord this morning. Hope everyone's doing well. What a beautiful day the Lord's given us. So good to have y'all join us. We love you. Whether you're joining here live or on our feed, we love each and every one of you. Really excited about what the Lord's doing. I don't know if y'all been keeping up with us, but God is moving. There is no doubt about it. He is wonderful and just worthy to be praised. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Ask you if you would just to keep in mind all those prayer requests that's come across the text blast, those in the prayer box, those special needs that so many of us are well aware of. And if it's another situation, if you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand.
Jesus,
God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning. Lord, we just want to praise and worship you, dear Lord, and thank you for this opportunity we have to gather in your house and in your name. The Lord, you're uplifting. The Lord, you're almighty. You're the great I am. And the Lord, we just come to you now humbly as we stand here together. May we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, reaching out, dear Lord, letting you just fill us with your spirit, guide us with your word, dear Lord, and completely encourage and just direct us in everything that you do. Dear Lord, we are nothing without you, but with you, everything is possible. Dear Lord, you are our strength, our all. And dear Lord, we just want to praise you. Dear Lord, now you see the hands that are raised. Dear Lord, I ask you to touch each and every situation, each and every family, dear Lord, each and every individual, Lord, that's struggling right now or knows of a situation. Those that have reached out to us, dear Lord, whether it be through a text, through a phone call, or through an in-person. Lord, we just want to lift you up, dear Lord. We know that you're the great healer, the great physician. And, dear Lord, we know that you can take care of each and every situation. Lord, we're putting our faith and our hope in you. And, dear Lord, now for those other situations, Lord, that we're bringing to you, dear Lord, we know that you can help us financially, dear Lord, with a place to live, a place to eat. Dear Lord, that you'll just continue to keep the clothes on our back and the shoes on our feet. Dear Lord, we're so blessed. And, dear Lord, we love and praise you. And the Lord, again, for all joining right now, may we all just stand together. And in the most precious name above all, in the name of Jesus Christ, we say, amen, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's just give them a hand clap. Praise God. Praise God. I haven't had a chance to tell them, but we're going to go back a few years. And song, I know we do it still pretty regular. Turn to page 306, The Old Gospel Ship. Love this song. I like the way it starts off. I have good news to bring, and that is why I sing. Praise God. And that's Jesus Christ, right? Amen. Of a doubt that Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, and just completely give all that you have to Him, we can just sing and rejoice. If there's anyone in the sound of our voice this morning or at any time that hasn't found Jesus, who don't know Him as your Lord and Savior, please, 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 today is the day. Just turn your life over to Him. We're just going to go ahead and praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. Just love the Lord this morning. We're going to go ahead and take up our morning offering, but I have a little different spin on an announcement we've been doing. It's on the Samaritan's Purse Operations Christmas Child. Really excited about it. There's been so many people that's reached out and already said they want to get involved, want to do something. As y'all know, we do those shoe boxes every year. Well, to make it easier, something we're trying to do, and Miss Elaine's got a situation set up now. So if you would, after service, if you'd like to help in any way, whether it be pick out an item you'd like to buy, maybe do a shoebox or whatever the situation is, there's going to be three young ladies at the back of the church moving amongst us as we get ready to leave this afternoon. They have a list of items that's needed. So if you'd like to help, just check with them. They have a clipboard and they volunteered their time. So just find out anything you can. Miss Elaine has all the other information. And if you want to be through purchasing something or through a monetary donation, either way you want to do it. We just appreciate all those that have, for so many years, have sponsored this ministry. And may it continue to go forth and bring out the name of Jesus in all that we do. Praise God. Yes, ma'am. I haven't been given any announcements on it right now. Somebody that hasn't, no. Oh, I guess that's going to be still in discussion. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering, please? Thank you. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Song this morning, I couldn't help but notice Emily walk into the church today, and I know I've been praying for her, and I'm just thankful God had his hand of protection on her. Yes, and I know that she'll testify to what God brought her through, but it is amazing to see her walk in today. Amen. Because amen, it could have went the other way. So listen to the words this morning. Can I get a witness?
Have you ever stared down a mountain too tall to climb? No way to get over, no matter how hard you try. But somehow the Lord got you to the other side. Can I get a witness? Have you stood on the bank of a Red Sea wrestling doubt? cause it's too far to swim and too wide to get around. But the good Lord brought you through walking on dry ground. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify? If you cried out for a miracle and you seen him do the impossible, can I get a witness? Are you standing in a fire and the flames won't let you go? But you're still holding on to a single thread of hope that the Lord can deliver, and you won't even smell like smoke. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Testify. If you cried out for a miracle and you seen him do the impossible, can I get a witness? If you can't stay silent, if you can't keep quiet, then here's your chance. Here's your chance.
Can I get a witness?
Let no one raise your hand.
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness?
Can I get a witness? Can I get a hand raised high? Can I get a witness? Anybody want to testify?
About my Jesus. Amen. Y'all worship.
Jesus. Testing.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all its healing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus.
He makes a way when there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus, and let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah, 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 amen, amen.
Who can wipe away the tears from broken dreams and wasted years? Tell the past to disappear, oh. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And all the wrong turns that you would go and undo if you could. Who can work it out for your good?
grace is free, and the good news is I know that He can do for you what He's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Who would take my cross to Calvary, pay the price for all my guilty? Who would care that much about me? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Oh,
He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that He can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and His grace is free. And the good news is I know that He can do for you what He's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that He can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and His grace is free. And the good news is I know that He can do for you what He's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
From an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that He can't save.
Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and His grace is free. And the good news is I know that He can do for you what He's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Let my Jesus change your life.
Let me tell you about my Jesus. Got anything good to say about Jesus this morning? I'm going to give Him praise in the house. Glory to God.
A flat. Just the first part to be A flat.
I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong, and I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, dear Lord, close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus, this my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Oh, let it be, dear Lord. How many would let that be your testimony this morning? Lord, I just want to be in a closer walk with You. God, I know we're living in evil times. My granddaddy said perilous times. But you know what? God doesn't quit being God during perilous times. He doesn't give up when there's a struggle. In fact, I find that he's even closer to us, amen, when we're less dependent on ourselves and more dependent on him. You know what? I found out I can't even walk without the Lord. I don't even try anymore. I need him each and every day. And I'm so thankful that I can walk close to the Lord. Now when my feeble life is old and time for me will be no more, guide me to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Dear Lord, to thy shore. If you mean it, sing it with me. Just let me go. Just a closer walk. Oh, grant me, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be. I don't believe you're singing. Come on, sing with me. Let it be. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Lord, I need you every day, every hour of every day. Amen. What a comforter. What a precious, precious hand of God that we can feel, amen, in our everyday walk with the Lord. My, it's good to see you this morning. We appreciate you coming, being in worship service with us this morning. Amen. If God's been good to anybody this week, give him a hand and clap of praise. Amen. You know what? We need to get in practice doing that. Because the way I read the Bible, we're going to praise him for an eternity. Amen. So don't get tired of praising the Lord, because that's exactly what our job's going to be when we all get to heaven. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, go to the Old Testament book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter of the prophet Isaiah, beginning with verse number 6. We'd like to read verses 6 and 7 this morning. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's holy and precious word. Again, from the book of Isaiah, chapter number 55, verses 6 and 7. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, how thankful we are that you are an abundantly pardoning God. Father, we're thankful for your mercy and for your grace. Father, we pray the anointing of your spirit this morning. God, I pray, Lord, that you would anoint these lips of clay. God, use this vessel to speak to our hearts this morning. God, that your word may go out, that we may receive it. God, that we may obey it, God, and we may be submissive to your word and to your will. Father, we do remember many are suffering this morning. Many are sick and afflicted, and we pray for your healing power. God, also we understand and know that there's many today who are sick from sin, who are full of iniquity in their lives. And Father, we pray for your mercy and grace to reach and convict their heart and prick their soul, God, and bring them to an old-fashioned altar of repentance. Father, we understand and know that you are a merciful God. And God, we thank you for that. And we ask your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Turn to your neighbor and tell them how much you love them, and you may be seated. And I hope you said that with meaning. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, we got the volume. Isaiah 55, 6 and 7. If I had a message topic or title this morning, it would simply be Return Unto the Lord. Return Unto the Lord. If a preacher, a minister, evangelist, whatever the case may be, is truly in touch with God today through prayer and fasting, I believe that they would agree that they're feeling urgency in the land today. Not so much about the situations that are happening. Certainly that's a part of it, a strong part. But according to the Word of God, that things seemingly are about to wrap up. And I know you say, Brother Eddie, you're not going to go down that same path again, are you? Listen, I can't get away from it. Can't get away from it. I do not want anybody, man, to say I never heard it preached. I don't want anybody to say I was never given an opportunity to give my life to Christ. I want you to understand that God is merciful and He is long-suffering, but He will not abide with us forever. The prophet here mentions three things that are very, very important. First, it is a call to seek the Lord. There was ever a time that we needed to seek the Lord. It's the day and hour that you and I are living in. Christians ought to be automatically seeking the Lord. In every day, in every situation, as we said, just a closer walk with you. Lord, I want a closer walk with you. God, I want your nearness. I want your spirit with me everywhere that I go. I can't make it in this world without the Lord. But I need to understand and let people know that those who have been independently trying to survive in this world without a relationship with the Lord, it's not going to work. You need the Lord Jesus. You need Him not only for His companionship, but you need Him for salvation. You see, when we get to the judgment seat, that God's not going to ask us, how many times did you attend church? Or is your name on the roll book of some local assembly? He's going to want to know if you've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. If, in fact, you've had that applied to your life. We need to seek the Lord daily. Seek Him while He may be found. Those words that follow that, to me, are very disturbing. While He may be found. To me, it denotes that there may be a time in our life when we seek Him and can't find Him. I want to tell you the good news is today that time hasn't happened. Because I felt Him this morning. I said, He hasn't drawn back His spirit. I still feel Him every morning of my life. And I'm thankful for that. And I never, ever want to take that for granted. But if you're banking on the fact that He's going to always be there. And He's going to always be there attentive to you. And you can call on Him anytime. And you can get saved anytime you want to. And you can have that life-changing experience anytime you want to. According to the Word of God, you need to do it now. Now is the day of salvation. As I read that from the prophet, my spirit was actually troubled with those words, while He may be found. Then He says, call upon Him while He is near. These past two Sundays, we have had such a visitation of the Almighty Spirit of God, it is hard to even put it into words, amen, the immaculate Spirit that has been in this place. And I know it's not just this local assembly. I'm hearing pastors saying that the Spirit of the Lord is being poured out in a wonderful way. And thank God for that. Souls are being changed. Souls are being won to Christ. People's lives are being changed. God is still healing. Amen. He's not quit healing. He's not quit delivering. But one thing that I think about all the goodness of that is God getting ready, amen, to be a pouring out of His Spirit. And may that be the last call. Oh, my Lord, don't let that happen to you. If you're not born again, if you're not ready to meet the Lord, now is the time to give your life to Jesus. while he is near. If we as a people forsake our wicked ways and unrighteous thoughts and return to the Lord, he will have mercy and abundantly pardon. As I was reading and contemplating on that passage of Scripture, and there's several scriptures that allude to the same fact of returning to God. And when we mention the word return, that's not a first-time experience. When you return, you're visiting somewhere you've been before. Don't know if you've ever had an opportunity to go back to the neighborhood that you was raised in. You remember the thoughts and the wonderful things and as a childhood? I recall so often the little road that we lived on. It's a Harlan Lane Road there, and the little houses next to us was my great-granddaddy and great-grandmother. Next to them was Susan's mom and dad, Dorothy and Max. Actually, between that was Max's mother lived on that side, and then Dorothy's mother lived on the other side. So it was a little family place there. And there was a vacant lot between my great-granddaddy's house and Aunt Dorothy and Uncle Max's house with a little store building there. And when I was a little boy, that seemed like it was an immaculate football field. In my dreams, in my reminiscing of that, it was such a big playground. We could run and play ball and fly kites and do all those wonderful activities on that yard, and it was just great. But, you know, many, many years later, as I returned, that lot had shrunk. Not nearly as big as it was when I was a little boy. But in reality, it was the same, very same field that we played on and grew up on. But over the years, my imagination still was thinking about that big field. But I returned, and things were different. The lot hadn't changed. I had. Come on. If, in fact, in your history, you've had a zeal and a move of God, God laid it upon your heart to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And you heard the call, and you answered the call, and you came to Jesus, and you gave your life to the Lord. And you dedicated your life and your body to the Lord and to the service of the Lord. And do you remember? Do you your in your mind back there how wonderful it was and how light you felt and the burdens had all been lifted and it was a new walk of life and you left that church kind of on cloud nine, just feeling the presence of God, one of the greatest experiences that has ever happened, and how dependent we were on the Lord and how that we didn't let days go by without thanking him, praying to him, and fasting for the growth of our spirits. But over the years, things begin to occupy our time, our spirit, and our desires. And we found ourselves in a hurry-scurry world. You know, we all understand that we must provide for ourselves. God has given us that strength. He's given us that mindset. And he's given us that ability. But church, we need to be very, very careful that as we provide for ourselves, it doesn't preoccupy or consume our desire to serve God and to put him first in our life. You know, God doesn't tell us you can't have anything else in your life but me. But he does tell us, amen, and instruct us, you must put him first in your life. And then all of these other things will be added unto you. I'm so afraid that we're witnessing in this day and hour that people have so accumulated things in their life that they have rose in importance, maybe even above their walk and their service for God. Can I tell you, we're not the first ones who's ever done that. children of Israel, time and time again. Be blessed by God, delivered by God, as God's anointing power went upon them and brought them into a land of plenty. The Bible said a land of milk and honey, and you know, it seemed like they could just so be at ease and enjoy all the wonderful pleasantries of God and the blessings. But when things began to be important in their life, so important that they forgot God. I said that they forgot God. Then they found themselves again away from God, away from the presence of God. And things happen when we so accumulate things around us into our life. It slowly and surely eases out some of the time that we gave for God. I'm talking to saved folks. I'm talking to born-again Christians. Amen. We know, us born-again Christians, we're quick to point to the sinner and say, you better be saved. And you had. I hope that you've heard that message before. You can't get to heaven without a born-again experience. Regardless of who you are, regardless of how prominent of life you've lived, and regardless of all the many things you've done for the Lord, except you be born again, filled with the Spirit of God, you can in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness this morning? Can I get a testimony? Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. But we're quick to point to sinners, and we should, and love them and have compassion on them, but not condone their sin. Call them to a life of repentance. But I believe the prophet here was directing this symbolically to the church, and to the children of Israel. Because the word return plays a very important part in this message. If you'd never been there before, you wouldn't be returning. You would be visiting the altar for the first time. You would be having the born-again experience in an initial outpouring of God's grace and His mercy. But the prophet says, if ye would return unto God. Have we left our first love? Have we forgot about God's grace and mercy? Have we accepted it so much, so readily, that we've quit offering praise, quit living a dedicated, holy, and righteous, and committed life unto the Lord, which is our reasonable service? Not doing anything special, that's a reasonable service, is to live a life of the Lord. Or have we grown farther away from the presence of God? From the commitment to serve Him in spirit and in truth with our whole mind, body, and soul. So the prophet speaks to the children of Israel. But the wonderful thing about the message of this prophet, there's still time. You ought to put your hands together. That means your lost loved ones still have time. You need to thank God. Your spouse who is unsaved still has time. Your children who is still lost, they still have time. Because God's mercy and His hand of righteousness is still reaching out to a lost and dying world. His love, His grace is so far above our ability to comprehend. If we call upon Him, He will save us. He will pour out of His Spirit. Church, we still got time. I don't think we need to sit down and just say the time of witnessing is over. No, I believe it's just getting begun. Amen. To call the lost to Jesus Christ. If you return, 2 Chronicles 30:9 says, God is gracious. Can I get a witness? I'm here today because God is gracious. He's first in my life because God is gracious. And I was raised up in church, brought up in church. If I'd only been banking on that, trying to make heaven my home just because I attended church, I'm afraid I've been very disappointed. Living for the Lord is a life of commitment, a life of faithfulness. God is gracious and merciful if you return unto Him. Not only do we Christians take that scripture and it applies to the world. Isn't it amazing? So many times we say, I wish so-and-so would have been here today. That message was just for him. Do you know that God knows who's going to be here? And he knows what you're going through? And he knows what we need to hear? Have you ever thought maybe that message was for me, God? You know, I've been saved a long time and I've been in the way for a long time and, you know, I've been attending church for a long time. But so maybe sometimes we need to return to the altar of where it all started, of where Christ, amen, brought us and saved us and filled us. We need to be strong in the Lord. And God is gracious and merciful if you return unto him. Zechariah 1 and 3. Turn unto me, and I will turn unto you. That signifies we need to make the first move. God, visit me. Have you visited God? God, I need you to come into my life. Have you sought him? Are you on a continual basis with him? Or a casual acquaintance? Come on. And God is merciful. And, you know, so much more than us human beings. You know how we are?
Well, I'm not calling them. They ain't called me in forever. I ain't going to call them. If they want to talk, they can call me.
I ain't the one left, they did.
Aren't you glad? Aren't you thankful God's not like that? I want to give you hope this morning. I want to give you encouragement this morning. I don't want to beat you up with the word of God. I want to express compassion and love and grace and mercy. But I want to tell you, all of that's going to run out one of these days. We don't have that ability to last forever. God is getting ready to wind this thing up. And we better get in. And if we haven't returned to God, if we haven't returned to the cross, we need to do so. Now, man.
But I want to give you some encouragement and hope. God will call you even though you hadn't gotten in touch with him in years. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maybe you got saved. Maybe you joined a church. Maybe you were working in church for a while and for whatever reason, It grew monotonous.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that people today, they want an exciting and vibrant church. And they'll sit there till you give them one.
You know where the church? Church is not the pastor. The church is not the singers. The church is the group of people who come together in one mind and one accord to glorify and to praise the Lord. And when we get together in one mind and one accord, that's about as exciting as it gets this side of heaven. Amen. Glory to God. But the Lord will still call you, even though we haven't contacted him in years. Oh, periodically, you know, we used to call it the yellow pages. You need help fast, boom. We'll call on God sometimes when we need help fast. And you know how merciful God is? He really never brings up the fact, where have you been? I hadn't heard from you in years, and now you calling on me? We do, but God doesn't. Amen. But the prophet said, you know what? If you will just return unto the Lord, return unto the joy
of your salvation. Return unto that place where you initially was born again. Man, we need to be excited about our salvation. We need to be thankful for our salvation. And we need to live in the Spirit of the Lord and walk in the Spirit of the Lord. Turn unto me and I will turn unto you. You ever call and try to get somebody's attention and they just keep walking? What do? You raise your voice a little bit. Hey! Talking to you! Sounds like my wife, because I'm a little bit, I don't know if I'm hard of hearing or hard of understanding, but maybe the latter. She says I have selective hearing. I hear what I want to hear. But sometimes I'm so preoccupied. I'm so consumed in my own thoughts that I don't hear her calling. I hear a little noise, but it doesn't dawn on me because I'm not tuned in to her. Did you realize that God probably has been calling you for some time? Oh, I wish God would speak to me. You know what he said? I wish you would listen to me. I wish you would put all this disturbance out of your mind and out of your heart and set your affection and your attention on me. I'm speaking to you. I'm wanting you to return to the fellowship that we once had. I'm wanting you to return to walking in the Spirit, living and operating in the Spirit as you once did. Now, those that don't know about that, those that have never experienced that, you know, God is still merciful for them too. But sometimes, and we don't know, the Bible says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. We don't act like God does. We need to be godly. Let this mind be in us which is in Christ Jesus. But we don't decipher things like he does. Amen. We're very quick to form our own opinion. But God is merciful. God is kind and God is compassionate. But God wants us to come to him. And he wants us to enjoy life, but not be consumed by life. You know, many times we will say, Lord, take away all my troubles, all my burdens, and all of these things that are happening in my life, Lord, and give me an easy path. Maybe God said, well, I tried that, and you just walked away. Children of Israel, when I made it really good for you and easy and convenient, you quit worshiping me and you started erecting groves and idols and started being like other nations. I want to give you a news flash. Christians aren't like other people. May look like them. May act like them sometimes. But that is inside a Christian, amen, is not in those that are of the world. If he was in them, they wouldn't act like the world. Man, the Bible says, come out from among them. Be holy. Be a separate people. Anyway, don't separate yourself from other people, but be a holy, living ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn unto me, and I will turn unto you. Lamentations 3:40 gets to the meat of the matter. Let us search and try our ways, and then turn again to the Lord. Let us search and try our ways. Can I tell you, our ways aren't working? Our ways aren't working. The world's ways is not working. You can't hardly find a person alive today if you ask them, is your life better today than it was 10 years ago? No, ain't no way. Ain't this place that you do it. Why? Because we're trying in our ways. We're wanting this and we're wanting that, and we don't want this and we don't want that, and we're looking to man, we're looking to organization, we're looking to other things when we need to return unto the Lord. Amen. And listen, church, I said I was preaching to the church. I want you to understand, and when I say the church, I'm not just talking about this local assembly, but if the church would return to God, we would see things begin to take place in this world. God would do his part when the church does their part. Come into the house of God, expecting miracles. Come in a frame of mind of worshiping and praising the Lord. And not how long is the preacher going to preach, because I got to get out of here. Man, I'll tell you something. Sermons would be a lot shorter if people would be a little more submissive. Hello? Amen. Wouldn't it be great? You don't even get the scripture read till people shouting and praising and people falling in the altar. Amen? But why does it take a constant preaching? Why does it take a constant referring to the Lord Jesus Christ? He's wanting you. He's asking you to come. He wants to give you joy. He wants to give you peace. He wants to save your soul. And we sit there and wonder. I've heard it before. Can I tell you, the message of salvation is not going to be changed. It's not going to be modernized. Whether we like it or not, it's not going to become convenient for us. It was a sacrifice on the cross of Calvary that Jesus paid the price. Why did he do it? For you and me. For you and me. Church, we need to return to the old paths. Seek the old paths. Be thankful that God loves us. Be thankful that he is merciful to us. But we got to return. As I said, we the church, we that are born again, we're quick to point these scriptures out to the lost and dying world. And certainly, we need to be concerned about the lost and dying world. Secondly, the church, again, does not really think that this is applicable to us. It's always somebody else. Well, they need to hear that, and they need to obey that. Secondly, let me tell you what the church is very guilty of. Boy, the world needs to hear that. That's just like the world. That describes them to a T. All this stuff that's going on, boy, they really need to fall on their knees and ask God to forgive them. But yet many of us really hadn't felt or experienced the sincere and mighty move of God in months or years. We point out what's wrong. We point out that the world needs this. We point out that lost loved ones need to be saved. But this Bible says return. It means you've experienced it before. You've been there before. Some of the saddest things that you ever hear, God used to use me in the spirits. God used to use me in the gifts. Did he just quit? Did he just say, hey, I'm through with you, let me get another one? No, because we become consumed in our own ways, in our own desires. Church, this message is going to us. We need to return back to the mighty move of God. We need to return to prayer and fasting. You know what? We found out it works, and it works so good we quit doing it. That's why they told us, the company that I worked for 34 years, they would have these seminars and they would tell you all these things, and all the advice was good. And they, you know, there's several things, several departments of that company: sales, distribution, manufacturing, advertising, all of those wonderful things. And when one began to slack, maybe it was the sales department, maybe it was the personnel, maybe it was the manufacturing. But those who are in charge would notice that, because they have a printout of everything, all the production. They know exactly where the problem is. So they would focus on that. And they would focus so hard on it that they would get it right. We're going to have to sell more. We'd have sales meeting. We'd have sales incentives. And, you know, in a matter of weeks, if not months, sales got up. Why? Because we focused on it. And you know what happened? They quit focusing on it. Hey, sales is up. It's good. Let's go play golf. Man, this is great. You know, it's wonderful. And then slowly but surely, sales would falter again. Why? Because it wasn't important again. I ask you this question. Is salvation important to you? Is a born-again experience important to you?
so important that it takes precedence over everything else in your life. If it's not, it needs to be. It needs to be. Again, God's not asking us to give everything up. He's just telling us to rearrange our priorities and put Him first at the top of the way above everything else. Church, we need to return to having joy. We need to return to prayer and fasting and seeking the Lord while He may be found. While He may be found. Why? You need to call upon Him while He is near. And to my way of thinking, God has been pouring out of His Spirit to let us know that He is near. Taking advantage, please take advantage of the pouring out of His Spirit and the nearness of His call. You know, so many times we think, all of a sudden the eastern sky is going to split, and it could. It could. But I think prior to that, there's going to be a great revival. Because God is so merciful and so compassionate. And He wants people to be saved. He wants people to be born again. And I think that's one reason He's pouring out of His Spirit right now. In a wonderful and mighty way. Amen. And He wants to get us ready. Church, live your life every day like the Lord could come back that day. You know, there's, in a worldly call, it says last call. You know, last call. That means it's it. You know, here's, we're given the last call. Sometimes we say it like this. I'm not telling you again. You ever heard that? Or I'm not asking you again. It's the last time I'm going to ask you to do that. And us husbands say, thank you, Lord. But I can't help. Maybe you ministers feel the urgency that I feel. But there's going to be a last call. I'm not saying it's going to be today. You know, that gives so many people that out. Oh, well, you know, I've heard that all my life, you know. And Brother Eddie said he can't tell you the day and the hour, and I can't. But I also can't explain the feeling that's in my spirit either. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I will take the burden. I will lift you up, but you must come to me.
Hallelujah. The voice of God is speaking. Confirmation has gone out. I don't feel like this is just a sermon to consume time or to fulfill an obligation on Sunday morning. I felt it all week long. Return unto me. Seek me while I may be found. Would you please stand to your feet? Every eye closed, every head bowed, every saint of God praying. Saved or unsaved, if you feel the Spirit of God tugging at your spirit and your heart right now, please come down. Please make it right. Please get back to where you need to be with God. If you've never given Him your life, please come. And let this be the most important day of your life, to give your life to Jesus. Would you come? Do you feel Him tugging? Do you feel Him seek me while I'm near? Call on me. Because I may not be around. This may be, in fact, your last call. Not trying to scare you, trying to get you ready to meet the Lord.
Would some of you elders come around? Some of you saints of God, some of you faithful saints, come around and begin to pray for those that are in this altar. I still believe that God is reaching out to others today. Come. Come now. Come. You won't be the only one at the altar. Don't let Satan tell you that. Amen. Maybe you've been saved for years, but you just need a real assuring and a refreshing, amen, of the Spirit of God. Come now and down and pray. Church, let's pray. Those of you that don't come, be praying for those that are in this altar. It is a serious matter this morning.
Hallelujah. Lord, I pray right now, God, that you will become most important in her life, God. And everything else, God, will fall into place right now. We anoint this sister as we rededicate her life to you, Lord. God, we open up our hearts, Lord, right now. Strengthen that spirit. Strengthen my faith. In the name of Jesus. And be joyful. Glory.
You down, you feel more broken than whole. When wounds go deeper than words, and you can't tell the soul. That I really want you to know. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. Friend, do you think the Maker and Giver of life is far too busy to care about your trouble and strife? He sees the sparrow that falls to the ground. He hears the tears that don't make a sound. If you only knew how precious you are in His sight. If it He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, the Master. Friend, do you think the Maker and Giver of life is far too busy to care about your trouble and strife? precious you are in His sight. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master.
Forgiveness begging.
way too long. Pleasure of sin for a season has passed. It's been forgotten and gone. On my way back, I'm on my way home. Stand is breaking my heart. I'm afraid and alone, but I know that somehow soon I'll be making my way back to where I belong. I've heard that God's patience and love would pardon the sin I am so guilty of, and oh, I long to feel His tender embrace, restored back to God by His mercy and grace. On my way back, on my way
you, Lord. Come on, church, put your hands together for Jesus. Isn't He great? Isn't He wonderful? Isn't He merciful? Thank you, Lord.
couldn't see it, there was Jesus. us on the mountains, in the valleys. There was Jesus in the shadows of the alleys. There was Jesus in the fire, in the flood. There was Jesus always His and always was. In the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus.
Everybody, let's give him another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is great. Oh, so wonderful, so what? Praise God. Just love the Lord. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for sharing this service with us. But most of all, Lord, thank you, Lord, for your spirit, for your word, for your message. We just love each and every one. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Good to see some of y'all here we haven't seen in a while. And those that are watching online, we're looking forward to you getting back. I know there are those that are traveling, those that are sick and shut in, those going through so many things. But you're not alone just because you're watching on a screen. You're not alone just because you may be in a car, you may be in your house and situations. God is with us all the time. And we just want to return to Him. Just praise God. Powerful, powerful message this morning. All hearts and minds clear. Praise God. Well, I tell you, I want to invite each and every one of you back for service this evening. You know, God is just continuously blessing. And as we gather together and we just feel His presence in His house, but we just love each and every one of you. And we all just kind of just draw off each other as the Lord's Spirit just works on us. Be a testimony. Just praise God. We just love each and every one of you. Yes, ma'am, did I see your hand? Absolutely. Most definitely. Most definitely. The news, the praying for those families that have lost a loved one, praying for those that are struggling, and another situation came to me that a family doesn't know where their child is, and they're praying for that situation that they come home. So praise God. As we get ready to part, just remember all the prayer requests, all the needs. Want to see all y'all back tonight at service this evening. Praise God. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, dear Lord, for this time you've given us, dear Lord, for this opportunity we have to gather in your name. Lord, as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, we just want to take you, and dear Lord, we just want to thank you, thank you, thank you. But Lord, now we ask that you'll just keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. Lord, may we all go forth into this world, dear Lord, armored with you, dear Lord, and just let you protect us and guide us. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen. Praise God. Have a wonderful afternoon.
there was Jesus. There was Jesus.